Now, video games, they're all about fighting and shooting, zapping aliens, or making like a gangster, right? Well, not all of them. The Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, happening right now, is hearing about something called Never Alone. Now, that's a game developed with native peoples in Alaska, drawing on their folklore and their ancient stories. The scene is a girl running across ice floes in a blizzard with only the help of an Arctic fox and being pursued by a polar bear that almost catches her, and her job is to save her village. Alan Gershenfeld, president and co-founder of Eline Media, worked with the Cook Inlet Tribal Council to develop the game, with the profits now being ploughed back into the community.
This game is seeking to compete in the consumer game entertainment space. We are competing with all the other games and other media that's out there. So it has to be a great game, a compelling game. So we worked hard to make it a great game that really represents the culture, the story, the heritage, just this amazing community that has survived in one of the harshest places in the planet for thousands of years.
And that, I mean, I've looked at some of the gameplay footage, and it's a girl, and she's on an ice floe. She's being chased by a polar bear. It's all about survival, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. At the very beginning, we really talked about the thematic pillars of the game, and the pillars are things like interdependence, resiliency, survival, intergenerational wisdom. So you take a concept like interdependence, and that manifests itself in multiple ways in the game. It's what we call a local co-op game. So you play the young Inupiaq girl and a fox, and the girl and the fox have different abilities. They have to work together to be able to find the source of the endless blizzard, which is the spine of the story of the game.
I think some of the reviews were middling, but they certainly, it's being taken up, I think, by Wii U now. It's coming through. So clearly it is out there, and it's fighting its place with other games.
You know, as game makers, we can always do better. We can always continue to improve. And we do intend to make more games like this and get better and better at it. But we've been nominated for almost every major video game award, whether it's the BAFTA, the Academy Dice Awards here at the Game Developers Conference, South by Southwest. I think what's really interesting is since we've launched the game, we've been approached by cultures, indigenous and otherwise, around the world, saying, would you partner with us and help us share, celebrate, and extend our culture? We've also been approached at conferences like the one I'm at right now, the Game Developers Conference, by game development teams saying, hey, you know, I've worked on all of these genre pieces for years. This is the type of game I would like to do. So we're really thinking about how we can expand what we did with Never Alone into kind of a world games movement.
It sounds very interesting. I mean, what other cultures have come to you? I mean, I can think of, was it Maoris in New Zealand, I heard, maybe?
Yeah, believe it or not, from cultures from every major continent in some form have reached out. And we are in active discussions with a bunch of different groups about how we can expand what we do. It's not a simple process. Both the game development team, the cultural representatives have to be prepared to go on a real journey together. So we're working through the process of how we can do more of these, but really maintain the quality in terms of great gameplay that's really fun to play, but that is truly co-created with the cultures.
Alan Gershenfeld. And what about the Cook Inlet Tribal Council and their community? Well, Gloria O'Neill is the CITC president.
The game is very significant to the entire Native community of the state of Alaska and for Alaskans. What it really reflects is the stories of the people of the Arctic Northwest, stories of survival, stories that have been passed down from generation to generation. And most importantly is that we, as Native people, have been involved in the decision-making process and the creative process in all stages of the game.
And it reflects your folklore, your culture.
It reflects the Inupiaq culture, the people of the Arctic Northwest, yes.
And will you also, your people, get the benefit of it? Will you get the profits?
Yeah, so we were inspired to do this game based on our drive to create a pot of funding that would allow CITC, we are a tribal social service organization serving Alaska Native people, connecting them to their potential. It would allow us to be sustainable. So we didn't have to be so dependent on the federal and state government.
So are you talking about community projects, business development, schools? What are we talking about?
Within CITC's mission, we have four areas of major investments. We work with young people so they're successful in their educational endeavors. We work with families, connecting them to careers and jobs that are meaningful. We work with families who are in crisis so that they can become stable. We also work with individuals who are suffering from drug and alcohol addiction. So we really provide services from, we like to use the term, cradle to community.
Have you played the game yourself, Gloria?
I have. I have a daughter who's 20, so she said, Mom, you need to sit down and play the game with me.
And did you enjoy it?
Of course I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's great fun.
And also reference to where you come from, to your background, to the stories of old.
Yes.